Today we're taking a vinyl heat jungle pad and turning it into a proper drum and bass arrangement layer inside Ableton Live 12. This is a really classic kind of sound. It's warm, dusty, a little emotional, and when you shape it right, it can make a track feel deep and alive without crowding the kick, snare, or sub. So the goal here is not just to play a pad loop. The goal is to flip it, control it, and arrange it like a real part of the tune. First, load your pad onto an audio or MIDI track in Ableton Live. If it's already an audio loop, drag it straight into arrangement view and turn warp on. If you're using an instrument, just play a simple chord and record it down. Before you do anything fancy, ask one question. What is this pad supposed to do? Is it atmosphere? Is it tension? Or is it a transition? For this lesson, keep it simple and give it one job first. That makes the sound easier to control and way easier to arrange. In drum and bass, pads usually work best in the intro, in breakdowns, or as a pre-drop tension layer. So think in short phrases, like 8 bars or 16 bars. DNB moves fast, and the pad needs to support the energy, not slow it down. Now let's clean the low end. Add EQ8 after the pad. This is one of the most important steps, because pads often have hidden low-mid buildup that can clash with your kick and sub. Start with a high pass around 120 to 180 Hz. If the pad is thick or muddy, push that higher, maybe 150 to 220 Hz. If it's already thin and airy, you can keep it lower. Also listen for boxiness around 250 to 500 Hz. If the pad feels cloudy, trim a little there. And if the top end feels sharp or grainy, ease off around 2 to 5 kHz. Don't overdo it. Small moves usually sound better, especially at this stage. Now for the fun part, flipping the pad into something more jungle-like. If it's an audio sample, start using Warp. Complex Pro is great for smooth, sustained sounds, while Beats can work if the pad is more chopped or rhythmic. Make sure the important chord moments stay in time with the grid. Then try one of the classic flip moves. Reverse a section of the pad. Duplicate the clip and offset it slightly. Chop a phrase and put it on an offbeat. Or resample the pad onto a new audio track and edit that version instead. A super useful beginner move is to duplicate the clip. Reverse the duplicate, filter it down, and place it before the main chord hit to create a swell. That instantly gives you that jungle tension feeling. Next, shape the movement with auto filter. Put it after EQ8. Start with a low pass filter if you want a darker intro. Then automate the cutoff to open later. You can begin anywhere from around 400 Hz up to a few kilohertz, depending on how bright the pad is. Keep resonance fairly low unless you want a more obvious sweep. The big idea here is motion. In DNB, stack sounds get boring fast, so automate the filter over 4 or 8 bars, or add a gentle pulse if you want it to feel more alive. If the pad is in the intro, it can start muffled and slowly open up as the track builds. That gives you a natural sense of arrival. Now let's control the stereo image. Add utility after the filter. This is a very mastering-minded move, because it keeps the mix under control early. If the pad has low-frequency stereo spread, use bass mono. If it feels too wide or unfocused, pull the width down a bit, maybe into the 70 to 90% range. Pads can be wide in the high end, but they should not smear the low mids. In DNB, you want the drums and bass to hit clean in the center. A good trick is to keep the pad a little wider in the intro, then narrow it slightly when the drop arrives. That contrast makes the drums feel bigger. Now add a bit of grit. Saturator or drum bus both work well here. Keep it subtle. A little saturation can make the pad feel warmer and more sampled, like old vinyl or tape. Try a small amount of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. If you're using soft clip, it can smooth the edge nicely. If you use drum bus, be careful with boom, because pads usually don't need extra low end. This is where the vinyl heat character really starts to show up. You're not trying to make the pad aggressive. You're trying to make it feel alive, slightly unstable, and human. If the saturation makes it harsh, just follow it with another EQ8 and gently trim the sharp top. Now we place the pad into the track and check if it actually supports the drums and bass. Loop a simple section with kick, snare, sub, and pad. Listen carefully. Can you still feel the snare punch through? Is the sub clear? Does the pad feel like atmosphere instead of a lead instrument? That's the key. The pad should support the track, not compete with it. In a dark roller, it might sit under a re-space and sparse drums, opening only before the second drop. In a jungle track, it can sit behind chopped breaks and maybe a few vocal snippets, giving the whole tune that haunted, nostalgic feel. Now let's automate it for tension and release. Open the filter over 4 or 8 bars. Narrow the width right before the drop. Bring up reverb in the breakdown if you want more space. You can even automate the volume so the pad ducks out when the snare and bass need to land hard. And that's a really important D&B lesson. Sometimes the strongest move is to remove sound. If the pad disappears right when the drop hits, the groove lands harder. Then you can bring the pad back as a ghost texture after the impact. If you want, add a reverb as well, but keep it under control. Moderate decay, not too long, and use high cut so it doesn't get bright and messy. Long reverb tails can blur snare clarity in fast music, so check how it behaves in the full arrangement, not just in solo. At this point, if the sound is working, resample it. This is a great workflow habit. Create a new audio track, set it to resampling, and record a 4 or 8 bar pass of the processed pad. Once it's printed, you can edit it like a sample. Reverse tiny parts. Chop out a one-shot swell. Put a little accent before a snare. Make a transition fill. That's usually better than endlessly tweaking one live chain. Commit to the sound, and keep building the track. For the arrangement, try a simple D&B shape. Bars 1 to 8 can be your intro with a filtered pad and maybe a little vinyl texture. Bars 9 to 16 can open up more and add a bit of movement. Bars 17 to 24 can build tension with a reversed swell or filter rise. Then bars 25 to 32 can strip the pad back or remove it during the main drum and bass section. After that, bring it back for emotional lift or a breakdown. You can also think of the pad in layers. Maybe one main chord layer, one noisy high layer, and one short reversed accent. Each layer has a different job. One holds the harmony, one adds texture, and one gives you movement. That's a very practical way to make a simple sound feel bigger. A few quick pro tips here. If you want a darker jungle vibe, add a very quiet vinyl crackle layer under the pad. Keep it subtle. You can also duplicate the pad, low pass one copy hard, and use it as a ghost layer tucked way down in the mix. That helps fill space without sounding obvious. Another great move is to make a call and response. Let the pad hit on the downbeat, then bring in a reversed or filtered reply on the offbeat. Or shift one duplicate slightly late for a looser, tape-like feel. Tiny timing changes like that can add a lot of character. Before you finish, do one mastering style check. Turn the pad down until you barely miss it, then bring it back a little. Listen in mono for a second. Make sure it still feels good at low volume. And check it against the kick, snare, and bass over the full loop. If it sounds good when it's quieter, that's usually a sign it's working properly. A great D&B pad doesn't have to be loud. It just has to add emotion, movement, and atmosphere without stealing impact. So the big takeaway is this. Clean the low end, flip the texture with warp and reverse edits, shape it with filtering and width control, add a little saturation, then arrange it so it comes and goes with purpose. That's how a simple vinyl heat pad turns into a real jungle support layer. Now go build your 8-bar loop, resample the best version, and make that pad feel like it belongs in the record, not just sitting on top of it.